Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Charlie Pankey, CRIC Magazine. I hope you're doing great wherever you're at today. I right up front here. I'm recording this a little early because I have to do some more traveling again this week to Pittsburgh. And so I'll be leaving the Sierra here this morning, just a couple hours from now, actually, but wanted to get out this review to you and get the podcast going so we can keep on my plan here. So for you guys, it's been a busy week for me. I was in Denver at the OMA Outdoor Marketing Association Media Week, where I got to meet all kinds of brands and stuff. So today we're going to talk about a little bit about gear and some of the things that are coming up, some of the things that I saw for fall of 2024. And in Tahoe this week, it's World Cup week. So Friday, I flew back in Thursday night. Friday, I went up to Palisades for World Cup kickoff and results for the first day are in. And second day is actually today, so I won't be able to share those results with you. That's what we're going to do today's show. So buckle in. We'll do about 20 minutes here maybe and just share some of the highlights and details. We hope you join us. If you're new to our channel, this is the first time you've met me. My name is Charlie Pankey. I own CRIC Magazine. And we started this podcast a few years ago, really erratically. And our goal this year was to be able to bring this podcast to you every Tuesday, Out of Our Mind in Sierra. It's just kind of my thoughts and feelings on a lot of things that are going on in Sierra. And then I'll be sharing trips and destinations and backpacking and hiking stuff throughout the year as appropriate as well. We're working on our next magazine, which comes out March 11th. I think it's 11th. Let me check the calendar. Actually 14th, sorry, March 14th. We look forward to bringing that to our spring guide. We're going to have Death Valley, covering some Death Valley stuff in there. We have our spring hiking guide. We'll have some waterfall coverage and some of our favorite spring hikes. And then we'll be introducing some of the gear that we saw at this OMA event. It's my first time ever going to an outdoor show. So it was quite an experience to be around so many different brands and to see what is kind of up and coming. Some of the highlights from the show for me, I met a company called, I'm going to call them Zero Shoes, X-E-R-O Shoes. They do a zero incline. So your foot's basically almost barefoot. And they have a sole that's created by Michelin that is guaranteed 5,000 miles. And I'm a big barefoot fan myself. I love walking around the yard barefoot. I read an article last year about how healthy it was for you to go barefoot. And I'm a big guy, so I was worried about my knees. And they convinced me at the meeting that actually my knees are worse than regular shoes, that my hips and knees will probably get better, although my feet may struggle. So we'll see how that goes. So I'm going to test those out, bring you some reviews. So far, extremely comfortable. Really excited about them. They also had some camp shoes for my backpack. So I'll be getting some of those before summer too. So excited about that. I got to meet the team at MSR. And our family for backpacking is kind of a hodgepodge mix of stoves and stuff. So I got to see the whole lineup for stoves. I was really excited. They have built-in wind system to prevent wind from affecting your flame on our camp stoves, which is huge in the Sierra. If you've ever backpacked in the Sierra, you know we always deal with nightly wind. So that's a big one. So hoping to test that out here this summer and bring some reviews to you. They also have a new binding on their snowshoes. Now, this is not new this year. It's been out since fall, but I got to see them for the first time, and I look forward to trying those out too. The bindings on the snowshoes look really comfortable. Met with companies like K2 and Black Diamond and skiing. And I'm not a ski guy, you know that, but I want to be able to bring you the latest gear. Met with, I think it's Scarba. Is Scarba the right the boot? I might be saying that wrong, but they all have new technology coming out this fall. And of course, all the companies we met with, the big thing is are they making gear that's sustainable, better for the environment, getting the microplastics and some of the things out of the environment? That's a big deal. We met with the group at DPS Skis, and they actually have a new product line that launched, I guess, last fall, but really hasn't been talked about much. It goes on your skis and eliminates the need for wax, which would be one of those environmental safety things that a lot of people are talking about in the ski industry. So we'll bring you some more information on that. Met with all kinds of outdoor companies that I had never heard of. A knife company that had these really cool wooden handles. Again, I'm going to bring you some of the details and links on this later down the road. This is just kind of a quick hit before I go on my airplane trip. Matter of fact, I'm leaving here in about 20 minutes, so this is going to be a fast one today. Let's see, what are some of the other brands that really stood out to me? Met Nemo bags, Nemo sleeping bags and tents. They have a new quilt coming out this fall. It's going to be a little bit on the pricier side, but it is an 800 fill down quilt for their light backpackers. It was phenomenal. Oh, it was beautiful, lightweight. Just wanted to wrap up in it. It does have a permanent foot box, which was different for me. But it really fits their audience well. So that's coming out this fall. I met with OtterBox. They have a new power system coming out. We met with Hest. Actually, I'm going to talk about Hest. Hest is one of these companies. I'm actually going to become an affiliate for Hest. Hest is a bedding company. They have bed systems for your camping gear, for your dogs. And they just came out with a brand new quilt for their camping gear, and it's super soft. It's like, cuddling up on your comforter in your bed. So we're really excited about that. Help you sleep better in your camping world. And so that should be a really cool piece out there. You can find some of that information on my website already. I've already got a little bit of that up for Hest. We met with a company called Outdoor Masters, which is actually a company that's Amazon only right now. They're looking for retailers in the U.S. that are coming from out of the country, and that's okay. They are doing affordable gear. So they had a whole line of like goggles and ski goggles, motorbike goggles, cycling goggles, along with helmets as well, all helmets in all those categories. And really durable, really good quality. I got to feel and touch and put them on my head. I got some goofy pictures of that. But at half the price. So if you're a budget conscious person, you might want to take a look at them. They do have a website up now, but they, right now have sold mostly through Amazon. And so that was Outdoor Masters, good company there. Let's see, what else did I mean, there were so many brands that I ran through over the weekend. I'll come back to that. Maybe let's jump into Tahoe and the World Cup next. And then if I remember some of these brands here, which are sitting just around my computer here, I should have brought them over. Then I'll do that. So this weekend, Tahoe is the Stifle Palisades Tahoe World Cup. Friday, we were able to go up there for the grand opening ceremonies. And I've said this before, maybe either on blog or maybe it's on my channel. I'm not certain. The ski community is awesome. Yeah, they really are. As somebody who's not a skier, who has kind of watched from afar, I'm not sure if I had all that positive a feeling towards the ski community. It wasn't horrible, but it was like, a little edgy group, and it wasn't necessarily where I was going to stick my nose at. But the ski community is awesome. They are. I got up there on Friday. I always feel like I don't quite fit in, and I started watching people, and they're just hugs and smiles and joy, and they're ripping down the mountain and doing what they do best, seeing old friends. And the World Cup experience at Palisades, this is my second time going to World Cup. It is such a unique experience. You got people from all around the world coming in to see the best skiers. You got cowbells ringing, horns blowing, people who seem like they haven't seen each other for 4 years who give big hugs, and their kids are sliding on the snow. And it's just a fun environment. And Palisades does it upright. The parade of flags through the Olympic Village is just filled with energy and fun, and it highlights kids. It really speaks the volume of the ski industry trying to inspire the next generation of skiers coming up. And so I really commend Palisades. They do a good job of this. We ended up at the main stage on a beautiful full moon night, watching the bib draws and meeting Team USA, along with all the other athletes from around the world. The top 15 get their bib draws for the day. And they did a real cool thing where they brought the rescue dogs up, and the rescue dogs had the numbers tucked away. So the skiers that were not only a blind draw coming up the stage, but then they got to randomly select their own dog, which gave them their bib number. So it was quite cool. American skier got the number 10 spot on the bib. And not just a little spoiler here, you probably already know this. I'm gonna get his name's River Ramadas. Anyways, he got third yesterday Really quite an awesome thing for the Giants slalom in the World Cup for Tahoe. He's a local who's skied in the Sierra and is on Team USA. So he felt like he was home, being cheered Team USA all the way down. So really cool, emotional thing to see him place. Here in just an hour, they'll be kicking off the next day's festivities, and they'll be doing the Giant, Giant Slalom yesterday. What is today? Today is the slalom race. Okay, just the men's slalom race. So that news will be coming out later on, and a very exciting time to be in Tahoe Basin to see the World Cup. And we get world-class skiers and Mammoth on the snowboarders, and I think Heavenly and maybe Bear Valley had some World Cup action going on here recently too, as they're all over here on the West Coast. But the World Cup, the ski races in Palisades, really, really quite an event. If they come back, just keep track. It's definitely worth going up to. The big thing that I'll be writing a story on too is I tried the new transit system. Not the new transit system. I tried the transit system in Tahoe. Like, you know, parking at the ski lots this year is a challenge, and their reservations are needed. So they asked us to try the transit system. So I did. So I drove to Tahoe City from my home in Mendon. It takes me about an hour. Parts of the transit system, the bus into Palisades, super easy. It was like I waited 10 minutes, got on the bus. There's probably 10 of us on the bus, dropped us right off at the front doors, basically. So super easy to get into Palisades. Now, coming home was a different story. Unfortunately, I must be a hick or a city, you know, a country boy or whatever. I don't ride buses. I don't ride public transit very often. So the schedules are confusing to me. They have big old posters with all these times and all these different slots, and it's fairly easy to find out where you're at. It's a little bit harder to figure out which transit system's what and what does where. So long story short, I sat in the bus station for an hour waiting for the bus. It never showed up. Come to find out, the bus stopped at 5 o'clock, and even though I was told there'd be a bus for me, didn't show up. And so I ended up trying to use the Tahoe transit system, which is a really nice system. But it had a 90-minute wait at 8 o'clock at night. So I went ahead and did a Lyft, and I paid $22 and got a Lyft back, which worked out just fine, and canceled the transit system. But that would be one of my negative things. It just getting started. So I don't want to beat them up because it's really a great system. But you need to plan it. And they say that on the transit system that you're better off if you schedule your pickups. Like, hey, I need to be picked up at 8 o'clock. They'll be there at 8 o'clock. And you wouldn't have any waiting time at all. But I didn't know what time I'd be leaving this event. And so I was a little at the mercy of the schedule. I do think that what they can improve on is the color code, the map with times, and kind of give some disclaimer a la Google Maps of what that is, right? There's a bus, there's a van, there's a mountaineer. The color coded map just needs to happen. I felt the times and you know, my ability of not knowing what to select or what I should be planning for was easy. I thought it was very complicated, actually. And so that's my feedback right about. I'll be writing a story on that. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you've done the transit system and you have a different opinion, I'd love to hear it. Again, I don't claim to be good at public transportation. I always struggle with it. It's just confusing, a little bit, maybe a little bit scary for me, because I just not sure. And like, here's the thing. When I go to the Sierra and when I'm going places new, I ask directions. I hate being lost. I'll pull over, knock on your door on the side of the road if I have to, if I feel like I'm lost, right? So I'm always planning my routes out. I do not like being lost. I don't mind Siri talking to me and telling me to turn left. So as much as I like adventure and do new things, I'm studying maps, I'm studying roads, and I am not going to be lost. So I think it's part of the transit system that bugs me probably is that I don't feel like I have a person to talk to get answers. And that, again, maybe me and maybe completely wrong. It's just my first experience up there. Again, the ride into the mountain resort, piece of cake. I would recommend it for everybody. Okay. Fantastic way of saving energy, cost, car rides in the mountain, but just plan your exit better than I did. I didn't plan my exit well, and I got stuck in this kind of trap. And so it's good to know that as you're heading into the Palisades or Heavenly or any of these places in Tahoe that the bus will take you to. So anyway, so that's Palisades. Let's see some other brands. I talked to LifeStraw. I didn't know LifeStraw had a new water bottle that's fully impacted with their LifeStraw. 3 gallons a minute. You just suck right out of it. So it's really cool. I spoke with groups from, boy, why am I going blank? There's a lot of companies I spoke to. You know why? It's because I have all my notes packed up in my bag because I'm going off to another business meeting. So let me tell you what, I'll just bring those to you later. And let me end this episode today and we'll just cut it short for my Tuesday. And I know you guys will accept that. Let me tell you about my last snowshoeing trip real quick and then we'll kind of close up the shop, okay? So if you're snowshoeing around the Lake Tahoe region, do yourself a favor. Now, I promote Chickadee Ridge like crazy. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do. But there are like 2,000 cars in Tahoe Meadow every week now, and it is getting a little dangerous and chaotic over there. So spread out, right? So two ideas that I'm gonna pitch to you in snowshoeing. I think I've already talked about these a little bit, but just a new week. One, look at Sugar Pine State Park, home of the Olympics in 1960s, remember that? You can be in that park, and snowshoe for miles and just see a few people, if not anybody. It's flat. Beautiful area. You can go across over the lake and go down to the lake shore. It's really awesome, especially moonlight. And then take a look at Alpine County. Lots of space over there. Particularly, I went to Highway 4, Ebbets Pass, last week, and we drove out to where they stopped plowing. It's where it's a snowmobile zone, and there's snowmobile guys lined up. And those guys go way up the mountain. You never hear from them. And I got there about 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. I was the only snowshoer out there. I snowshoed down the road about a mile, and then you cut off down to the river and kind of tootle through the trees and make your own trail. And it was just absolutely beautiful. Found an old mine shack there called Wingo Mine Shack, which is kind of fun because that's my wife's grandpa's maiden name, or grandfather's. Anyways, it's in the family lineage somehow. And then we climbed up to Raymond Creek, which crosses Ebbets Pass, and on up to Silver Creek Campground, which is just a beautiful platform to snowshoe to. It's got a nice little ledge there that's kind of cool. Highly recommend the area. It's absolutely stunning. I've taken people back there before and just walked along the river. When there's lots of snow, you can cross the river. Right now, the snow level is too low, so no crossing the river without getting your feet wet. So you do have that to deal with. But that would be two recommendations for you. Hope Valley, obviously, is always awesome. Red Lake's good, but there's a lot of people at Red Lake. And so take a look at those. Also, if you're coming in from the South Tahoe side on Luther Pass, there's great snowshoeing up on Luther Pass also. Again, places where there's not going to be 2,000 people. You can enjoy the snow, cross-country ski, snowshoe, even do some backcountry ski in some of these areas. So that's it for me today. I hope you're doing wonderful and that you're able to get to the Sierra soon. It should be a storm coming in this weekend. So I'm flying back on Thursday, and I understand snow's on the way. So we should have one of our late February, early March snowstorms. The reservoirs in California are doing great with all the rain. And Death Valley has a lake in it right now. So it's a little confusing because the snow around Lake Tahoe is not deep. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of bare ground. But the ski resorts have plenty of snow to ski till April. But this new snow coming in will probably help a lot with everything in the Sierra. So stay tuned. We'll bring you more news next week when we get back from our trip and share some more details. But hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hope you get to the Sierra soon to play and just go explore and discover more wherever you're at today. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.